Good evening, everyone. Welcome to WCRI's presentation of the Newport Music Festival Show. And with me tonight is Mark Malkovich. Welcome back, Mark.
Thanks, Mike. Great to be here, as always.
It's a pleasure to have you back once again. WCRI is very proud to be a small part of the Newport Music Festival, one of the greatest festivals around. I was going to say in the state, but it's a worldwide kind of organization. You've been doing a fantastic job making this bigger and better all the time. Its festival starts next week. It's getting close to that time for you.
It's very exciting, Mike. Yes, we do have an international reputation. This is our 46th season.
Wow.
And indeed, it's the Malkovich family's 40th season running this organization. My dad ran it for 35 seasons before me, and now this is my fifth one running.
Your fifth one already, it seems like, only yesterday.
I know.
Here you are, a mere child in the industry, and you've already done five of these.
Well, this child has grown up with the Newport Music Festival. This year, Mike, we have 68 chamber music concerts in 12 different locations. It's the largest festival ever put together, and I'm very proud of that.
Wow. It's a matter of, if you're not familiar with the festival, we've already told you how long it's been around. It's the kind of thing that takes place in Newport, and you mentioned there are many venues from the mansions. It goes from the mansions to the casino, the newly furnished casino theater, to all over the place. And we'll try to hit some of the highlights of that this evening.
Yeah, you know, we're famous for having chamber music concerts in these beautiful Newport mansions, you know, rooms for which this type of music was written.
Absolutely.
So you have the experience of hearing this music in this visually amazing setting, and it really creates something unique, Mike, but including the Newport mansions, of course, are the Breakers and the Elms and Rosecliff, three of our favorites, but also some new venues this year, including the Redwood Library
Newport. Right in Newport, yeah.
Which is the oldest continuous library in America, and the first time we've ever had concerts in there, so that's kind of exciting. And the Aldrich Mansion.
In Warwick.
In Warwick, exactly.
Where Meet Joe Black was filmed.
Exactly. And that's a beautiful,
beautiful
home.
Yeah.
But we'll also do something very unique this year, and I almost did it as an experiment. We're going to have a sunrise concert on July 18th at 5:40 in the morning at the Chinese Tea House at Marble House. And I thought maybe 2, 3, 5 people would show up. It's one of our best-selling concerts.
The sunrise. And I'm sure part of the reason it's selling so well is you're probably... You personally be cooking eggs and bacon and stuff like that?
Yes, and serving coffee.
All right. So this all kicks off on July 11th. And we will, throughout the program this evening, not only be playing some wonderful music that Mark has selected for us, but giving you information about the fact that you can get tickets ahead of time. Obviously, you want to do that. You don't want to be closed out because lots of these events get selling very well and the space is limited, correct?
That's true. You can phone the box office at 401-849-0700 or go to our website, which is newportmusic.org. And I do urge people to get their tickets ahead of time.
All right. So there you go. newportmusic.org. Couldn't be any simpler than that. Or 849-0700 and get your tickets right away because some of these amazing concerts you do not want to miss. Now, Mark, it's a tough job to have an hour program to kind of give a sample of what's going to take place over dozens and dozens of hours of music that's going to be performed over the next several weeks. Hundreds of hours, yeah. So, but we're going to start. We're going to give it a shot. And you have brought for us the first thing, which is relating to, and I'm going to give a secret to our audience. I'm going to give code numbers out. And the code number is 23A2. And that concert refers to the fact that I guess it's on the 23rd. Is that right?
Right, and A meaning morning.
There you go.
And two meaning it's the second morning concert. We have two morning concerts that morning, one at the Casino Theater, and this one will be at the Aldrich Mansion, and we'll be listening to Beethoven's Spring Sonata, which is a violin and piano sonata.
All right, we will listen to that and then take a short break and be back with more of the Newport Music Festival and Mark Malkovich.
Thank you.
Welcome back. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Mark Malkovich of the Newport Music Festival, and we're covering the highlights of some of the things that are going to be happening at this great festival taking place July 11th through the 27th. And Mark, there's a beautiful book that you've been producing for many years that has a lot of information in it. And I think we should just try to cover some of the highlights of some of these amazing artists that are coming to town. As we mentioned earlier, most of them are not from nearby. They're all traveling, some of them worldwide travelers, right, to get here.
Yeah, we have a large family of artists, as we call it, and there are 64 artists coming from 18 countries this year. So, you know, they're from all over. Including New England and the United States, but from all over the world. And they all come to Newport, and we produce this amazing, unique festival. This year, there are 68 concerts, Mike, in 12 different locations. And maybe let's just touch on a few of the a few of the ones from the first part of this festival. The opening night is the brilliant Hungarian pianist Gergé Bogány, who will perform in recital at the Breakers with Mozart Piano Sonata, two works by Claude Debussy, and two works by Chopin. The next morning is Morning Mozart Number 1. We have three concerts this year, all about music from Mozart. Saturday evening, the 12th, is the Argentinian organist Hector Oliveira in a fantastic program. Then we get into going to the Elms Sunday the 13th in a program of all Czech composers we call Czech Mates.
Oh, catchy name.
We try to have catchy names, and this year we're back at Ochre Court in a concert entitled Hail Britannia, all English composers. That evening on Sunday the 13th is the Hevre Ensemble, which is the first appearance in Newport of this group. Then we continue, we touched upon Strauss earlier, and this year we're focusing on the music of Richard Strauss in a seven-concert series. It's his 150th anniversary, and we're doing a lot of his works, including early piano works, chamber works, songs. He wrote over 200 Lieder, Mike, and we're doing about 50 of them. We've cherry-picked some of the best ones, but this is a seven-concert series of Richard Strauss, and that just reminds me of a quote I've always loved. I always thought it was Wagner who said it, but I recently discovered it was Richard Strauss. In addition to being a composer, he was also a conductor. Mm-hmm. And he said, never look at the trombones. It only encourages them, which I love. But I always thought it was Wagner. And, you know, since he was a conductor, he wrote something after a performance he called 10 Golden Rules. And he said, you should not perspire when conducting. Only the audience should get warm. And that was his style. Very just metronomic, not a lot of
no
big
gestures. Dynamic gestures. No.
Nothing. Just really, really cool. He was a cool cat.
Well, that's wonderful. So Strauss will be the feature this year of a lot of the concerts. And I think we should get to some Strauss music, and you brought some with you. Tell us what we might be hearing now.
Strauss wrote a couple of great sonatas for instruments and piano, a violin sonata, and this is we'll be hearing the cello sonata, which is kind of an early work, but this will be performed by the Tchaikovsky Competition gold medalist, who's been at the festival now for 8 years, Sergei Antonov.
All right, we'll listen to that and then take a short break and be back with more of the Newport Music Festival.
Thank you. Thank you.
Welcome back to our special show on the Newport Music Festival. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Mark Malkovich, who is the general manager of the festival and works tirelessly. Yeah, year-round. This is what you do, right? This is a huge job for not only you, but you have a staff of several, I would imagine, dozens of people to put this all together.
Come festival time, yeah, Mike, we employ over, I think, 30 people to
wow.
put on this concert. But over the course of the year, it's really just a couple people running the Newport Music Festival, raising the money, doing the programming. And that's me, my mother, Joan, and some part-time help.
Wow, that's an amazing task. If you've ever been a part of this, I'm sure, and you just go to the concert, you would have no idea that staff is that small to put on something this humongous. And there's something for everybody at the Newport Music Festival. There's even, I noticed, I don't know if you've done this in the past, but I noticed this year, there's even going to be some children's concerts.
Yeah, we've always had children's concerts. And this year we came across a wonderful saxophone quartet mm-hmm. from the Hartford, Connecticut area called the Asylum Quartet. And they're just a great group of young guys. And I liked them instantly.
Hmm.
And they'll be doing a children's concert at the Blythewald Mansion.
Maybe we'll see if we can get them to come on the show and talk to us and play some of their music for us.
Wouldn't that be fun?
That would be very fun. So there's food involved in some of this. Sometimes you have box lunches at some of these concerts. And
absolutely.
Drinks available.
Oh, yeah.
And all kinds of things. And
yeah, there's 68 concerts, Mike, this season.
Wow.
I mean, in less than 3 weeks, that's 3, 4, 5 per day. We have midnight concerts.
Sunrise concerts.
We have a sunrise concert. We have 4 box lunch concerts. 3 concerts at the Blythewald Mansion in Bristol, as I mentioned. 3 concerts this year for the first time at Redwood Library. 2 concerts at the Aldrich Mansion. But of course, you know, most of the evenings are at the famous Newport Mansions.
Right.
Especially the Breakers.
The Breakers, a wonderful, wonderful place, just wonderful atmosphere for something like this. And it, as you mentioned, top of the hour, it's how this music should be heard. It's not designed to be at the Dunkin' Donuts Center. I mean,
no, it's called chamber music for a reason. These are held in chambers, rooms.
Right.
I mean, these were held in salons, and you know, the Newport Mansions are the perfect place to hear this type of music. I can't tell you how many hundreds of concerts I've been to at the Breakers and have listened. And, you know, these are memories I'll carry with me for my whole life.
Sure. You've been doing this a long time. If you'd like to get tickets, you can do so in a couple of ways. You can make a phone call to area code 401-849-0700 or go online to newportmusic.org. Couldn't be any easier than that, newportmusic.org. You'll get to see all of the people that will be performing, the stars, the attractions, whether it's a box lunch event or just what it is. So all of that information is there, so check that out. And Mark, we want to thank you for the wonderful work you and your mother do and your dad before you to bring this kind of music to our area. It's very special. I don't know if you get enough people stop you on the street and say thank you for what you do, but at WCRI, we do appreciate what you do, and we're glad to be a small part of it.
Right back at you, Mike.
Well,
we love WCRI.
Well, it's a good partnership then.
It's a perfect partnership.
And WCRI will be at an appearance. As a matter of fact, you mentioned that the quartet, the Asylum Quartet, WCRI, Jamie and Matt will be there. If you want to meet Jamie Jones, the guy that does the afternoon news, you can see him at Blythewald Mansion on July 22nd.
But they'll also be at the Bromsiad at the Elms on July 17th in the morning. And you'll get to meet Matt Macalini.
There you go.
Now, that's a guy you want to know.
There you go. Now, Matt works tirelessly here at WCRI, but he doesn't get a lot of airtime. So if you want to find out how this all gets put together, you can meet Matt and talk to him. So that's a wonderful thing. Unfortunately, I won't be able to be at the concerts this year in an official capacity because I'm doing a lot of other things, but it was always great to be out there and be part of it. We have one more music selection coming up, and we Mark, you did a little, you know, back and forth about what should we play. We got one more shot, and what are you going to give to us now?
Well, this is from a concert happening at the Blythewald Mansion on the morning of July 21st. It's a concert entitled Spanish Charms, and it's a famous guitar quintet by Luigi Boccherini called the Guitar Quintet Number 4, The Fandango. And we're going to be listening, I think, to the last three movements.
Excellent. We will listen to that. Once again, just want to remind you, the festival runs from July 11th to the 27th. And Mark, we'll have you back here towards the end of the festival and see how it all went for you, all right?
Thanks so much, Mike.
All right. We'll listen to this, and then we'll see you all next time with the Newport Music Festival.